Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, October the 15th, 2007, the Barbadian cricketing fraternity was shocked when renowned Barbadian cricketing administrator Stephen Alleyne died suddenly of a heart attack at the age of just 47. Stephen Alleyne had been born in Barbados on the 28th of January 1960. After completing his schooling in Barbados, he entered university in Scotland with a view to training as an actuary. While in Scotland, he pursued his passionate love of cricket by playing for the Carlton Club in Edinburgh. On one occasion, he opened the batting for Scotland in their 1985 NatWest Trophy Cup tie against Glamorgan. On returning to Barbados, Stephen Alleyne followed his career as an actuary, but his first love remained cricket. He played for the Empire Club in Bridgetown and served as a member of the Barbados Cricket Association Board of Management from 1992 to 1993. From 1994 to 1997, he was third vice president of the BCA, and he became first vice president in 1999. When Sir Conrad Hunt died suddenly in December of 1999, just 2 months after becoming BCA president, Stephen Alleyne took over. He was then elected to the post of president in his own right in 2000. He served the association until 2004, during which time he was appointed Chief Executive Officer of World Cup Barbados Inc. In this role, Stephen Alleyne was the driving force behind Barbados' successful bid to host the Super 8 matches and the final of the 2007 ICC Cricket World Cup, and he oversaw the grand reconstruction at Kensington Oval that made it possible. He was also a director of the West Indies Cricket Board. The day before he died, on this day in 2007, he had played in a cricket match for his beloved Empire Club. Ali Bakker, the former president of the South African Cricket Board, said of him, "I always told him he had the attributes to be president of the West Indies Cricket Board. There were two main reasons. The first was he had a great respect for the legends who helped build the game in the West Indies. He had a desire to keep the legends as part of the game. The second was that as an actuary, he understood the commercial world very well and looked at the commercial side of West Indies cricket and how it could work. When I heard of his death, I was absolutely shattered. He was in the prime of his life. It's a national tragedy. He was such a gifted person and wonderful man." After his death, Stephen Alleyne's papers were donated to the UWI's C.L.R. James Centre for Cricket Research.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.